Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Hans Shot First Podcast.
They don't know it, I'm telling you.
We'll be talking in-depth about common movie moments
from my dead body.
With the mix of all things pop culture along the way.
Yeah, Oscar.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody, to Hans Shot First. I'm Scott, joined by Alex. Say hello.
Hey. Wow.
Yeah, right,
caught me off guard.
Yeah. The rhythm's off. Rhythm's going to get you. Jeff is out this week, potentially next week as well. He's taking some much-needed vacation. I think he's stranded on some island. I don't know. But I'm sure as long as there's a volleyball there, he'll be okay. we know he's up to good things, and we definitely wish him well. That said, we're gonna change up the format just a little bit here, rather than go over some bit of movie or television pop culture. We're gonna go over a little bit of movie, television, pop culture, but not in our usual way.
Yeah,
we're gonna do some trivia. So Alex and I, have each prepared, 10 questions for each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Alex is going to ask me, and Alex doesn't know what I'm going to ask him. Although I'm sure we could probably guess, cause we kind of know where our wheelhouses are. Mm-hmm. We'll kind of go back and forth, and, hopefully if you're listening along, you'll be able to come up with some of the answers as well.
So, before we get started, did you pick one subject for trivia?
I did, but that was more just to make it easier on myself.
Okay, no, I did the same thing.
Okay, yeah, no, that's totally fair. So, it'll come as no surprise, Alex, that for this week anyway, I'm going to be asking you questions about The Simpsons.
Oh, dang. All right. Okay.
Well,
this week, I didn't want to make it too obvious, the trivia that I was going to give you, and I thought really long and hard about it, and I settled on something that we kind of both know, but I think you know a little bit better, because you've played this game trilogy more recently than I have, or replayed it, and you're going to be getting some Mass Effect trivia.
Okay. I should be able to do okay at that. We'll see.
Yeah.
If you'd asked me about this, like, around 2012, I would have crushed it. But we'll see. All right. So, we'll get into this. The winner will be forever shamed in the eyes of our listeners. She'll never live it down. Will eat leftover Halloween candy.
Yay.
Not that we were going to not do that, because I totally wasn't going to do that anyways.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, how was your haul?
Pretty solid. We went to one of our friends' from school, and I get to know the dads and everybody, you know, at school, my kids' friends and everything, and they're like, you should come over to my neighborhood. I hear Halloween is crazy over here, because he just moved into the neighborhood. So, but all his neighbors are telling him that it's nuts, and they were not lying. There was like a huge number of people, like kids all over the neighborhood.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So as a kid, I mean, we talked about this before, like, getting the candy is great. Don't get me wrong, but I do remember fondly, like, roaming the neighborhood and there being, like, a lot of people doing it at the same time. Like, that was kind of part of the fun.
Yeah, super cool. A lot of the dads actually proclaimed, they're like, this is like the fucking movies. It's like, you only see this many people in, like, TV shows and movies going trick-or-treating.
It's like Jeff's favorite movie, E.T.
That's right.
Yeah, a lot of kids out.
Did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
We got a fair amount. We still got a lot of leftover candy, but I think that speaks always more to the, like, we got Costco, like, so yeah, you're getting quite the haul for that. I think I'll take the candy that comes in that nobody usually wants to eat, and I'll just take that in the office.
Somebody'll eat it. The black licorice.
No black licorice. There might have been milk duds. I don't know.
Fucking candy corn.
We'll see.
Chicken feed. As
nobody wanted the M&M packets for some reason.
Really?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because the kids nowadays, they went nuts for the candy corn.
Really?
We couldn't believe it either. We're like, what?
It's crazy.
It like skips a generation or something.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's wrong with these kids? Oh man!
Yeah, how do I reach these starts. Kids?
Yeah, soft kids eating their candy corn. Yeah, doesn't bode well for the future.
It does not. Maybe it does. Maybe there's something in there we don't know about.
Did anybody offer you a potato in lieu of candy?
No, but I read about that.
I heard that was a thing. Yeah,
that's great.
Would I take the potato? Like, I'd be suspicious of the potato. So I think I would turn it down.
Yeah.
But that's just me and my, like, paranoid older age.
Yeah. You gotta make sure that the Death Star plants aren't inside the potato, so you have to cut into it.
Well, I was thinking more like fentanyl, but yeah.
That'd be an awesome potato.
Like, how do they know my kids love potatoes?
How did they know I love fentanyl?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, the same stuff every year. Like, oh, they're gonna put drugs in the candy for the kids.
Yeah,
like, and it's always the same thing. A, that never happens, and B, like, no drug dealer's just gonna put free, like, it's gonna put a supply in there. Like,
yeah,
yeah, like,
nah, dog.
Yeah, it's not a thing. It's not a thing. But yeah, this is where we are.
Mm-hmm. All right,
yeah.
Let's get the show on the road.
All right.
So you want to go? You want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
All right. So, like I said, it is The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. So, man, there's so much Simpsons trivia.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I thought of some, like, what I think are good questions, but I tried to Google it down and, like, I was getting lots of stuff from, like, seasons 20 plus. I'm like, this is not going to work.
There's no way. I can't do that.
So what I did was I looked at some of the more popular episodes. And all those are, like, ones that you've seen.
All right.
Numerous times. Mm-hmm. So that's where my questions are going to be coming from.
Awesome.
So, that said...
Question the first.
One second here. Okay. So, in the... I'm not going to name the season and, like, episode number of that season.
I'll give it away.
I'll give you the name of the episode.
Okay.
As it's relevant. But in the episode Homer's Enemy...
Ooh.
What does Homer tell Frank Grimes... or which side? Which band does Homer tell Frank Grimes that he's toured with?
Toured with? Because he was, he was talking about the time when he was in Hullabalooza, and he was the cannonball catching guy with his belly.
Yeah, so look, I'll give you a sort of hint if you want me to.
No, let me think about this a little bit. Yeah, which one would he specific? I think he shared more screen time in that episode with the Smashing Pumpkins, so I'm going to go with that.
You are correct, sir.
Yes!
So, just to set the scene, Grimes is over at his house, and he says, "I'm sorry, isn't that?" And Homer says, "Yes, that's me." And the guy standing next to me is President Gerald Ford. And this was when I was on tour with the Smashing Pumpkins. "Oh, and here's a picture of me in outer space." "You went to outer space, you? Sure, you've never been?"
Yeah.
"You've never Would you been. Like to see my Grammy Award?" "No, I wouldn't."
Oh, that episode, that one was divisive for years because nobody wanted, everybody felt uncomfortable with Frank Grimes in that episode.
That was the whole point for that episode.
Yeah, it was, which is why I love it, but people are like, "Oh." Frank Grimes.
All right.
We hardly knew ye.
Yeah.
All right. I'm up by one. So here's your first. Now, my Mass Effect questions are from the whole trilogy. They're here and there. These first couple of ones are, I tried to arrange them from easiest to the most difficult, right? And the first couple of ones are ones that I remember off the top of my head. So I haven't played these games since Mass Effect 3, which was well over 10 years before my kids were born. So maybe I should get on that. But anyways, here is your first question.
Yeah, lay it on me.
What is Shepard's favorite store on the Citadel?
That's a trick question.
How do you figure?
It can be all of them.
That is correct. I would have accepted any answer for that question.
Okay.
Yeah. All of them. It can be all of them. There's actually a couple stores where that doesn't happen. Right? I want to say there's like maybe one
where anytime you're given the option, you can say yes. Like, so you can be multiple stores.
Right.
It is funny because it's not a Renegade or Paragon thing. Like, you can be full Paragon and you can still be like, "Yeah, I'll put my name on this shit." Like, which I do kind of like, because like Shepard doesn't care. He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get stuff for cheaper. Oh yeah, let's do it. Like, it's legal, right? I'm not."
All of a sudden, I gotta deal with like heat cartridges and shit. I need that.
Yeah, that is true.
On the second one. The first one didn't have heat cartridges.
Yeah, you would just overheat, which kind of makes sense for the like the way they shifted the second one.
Yeah.
To do ammo, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There it
is. So we're tied 1-1.
Yeah, 1-1.
All right. Next question. Sticking with the same episode.
Oh.
Homer's enemy. What does Ralph submit for the kids' nuclear model contest?
Oh my god!
Okay, this one's a little tougher. This one's a little tougher.
Yeah, because I remember Homer's that has the little fins and the racing stripe that he thinks gives it like a nice touch, and then Martin builds a working miniature nuclear power plant. Yeah. But where's the heart?
Yeah. Get out of here. Get off my property.
What does Ralph...
Give you a hint. It's all pre-made. Like, he didn't actually make anything.
Right.
All right.
I'm going to have to call it because I don't know. I'll give you a hint.
I'll read you the dialogue that goes with this.
Okay.
Mr. Burns, in judging it, says, "Hot tub? Media room? It's supposed to be a power plant.
Oh.
Not Abulula's bordello.
Yeah.
Thank you. Get out. Next."
Is it the Malibu Stacy Dreamhouse?
It's the Malibu Stacy Dreamhouse.
That's right.
"Hey, Ralphie, get off the stage, sweetheart."
Which is the chorus line to Bloodhound Gang's song, Ralph Wiggum.
Mm.
You've heard that song, right?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, that song's amazing. It's all just Ralph quotes. Except for that one, which is Wiggum telling Ralphie, get off the stage, sweetheart.
All right.
Okay, damn it. I'm down by one. All right. Here's your next question, which should be... this one's another kind of layup. No tricks this time. What is the name of the exploration tank from Mass Effect 1?
The Mako.
Yeah, uh-oh. Better get Mako. that's right. That unwieldy... bouncing all over the damn place. I loved it. I had a blast roaming planets with that thing.
Once you got used to it,
yeah. Plus, there's that little... You knew about the little boss-killing cheat with the Mako, right? Where... I forget what planet it was, but it's like maybe a quarter through the game. Where there's... You go up on the Mako. Yes. Yeah, on the lava planet. And you get to like a dead end between these two big rocks, and you're supposed to get out of the Mako and then on foot go fight like this big Geth cannon and a bunch of little enemies and everything. But you can kind of like just accelerate into the rocks, and then the Mako Mahonies and goes on its sides, and you can squeeze through in between the rocks, so you can bring this tank to a knife fight, essentially. It just obliterate everybody. And I guess for the new, whatchamacallit, the new updated HD remake.
Okay, yeah, the Legendary Edition.
Yeah, the Legendary Edition. They made the rocks a little bit closer, but yeah, that bad boy still gets through. So there you go, easy boss fight.
Okay. Cool. Moving on to your next question. Okay, moving on to another episode. The name of the episode is Cape Fear.
With Rakes. At the end of it. Rakes.
All right. So some of these, like, I think, like, for you, they'd be easy, but yeah, I'm unsure. We'll see. Mm-hmm. What does Chief Wiggum complain that Sideshow Bob calls him? So what does Sideshow Bob call him?
Sideshow Bob insults Chief Wiggum. And he's upset?
It happens during the trial.
Whoa.
So it's relayed. I don't think we actually see Sideshow Bob call him this. It just Chief Wiggum, when he's on the stand, says it.
He calls him Chief Pig'em.
Yep.
Because then after everybody laughs in the courtroom, Chief Wiggum's like, oh, yeah, now I get it.
<That's>
he
good.
Starts laughing at that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. That's right. Yes. I got a hint, but I'll take the point. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no, you heard it.
Okay. Question the third for Mass Effect. This one is regarding a callback or a little Easter egg from a former, from another BioWare game from way back in the day. So, what famous Baldur's Gate 2 command does Tali sometimes yell at her Omnidrone? It's not word for word.
Go for the optics.
Like this. That's right. I'll give it to you.
I think
her drone's name is Chiquita? Something like that?
Chiquita was like... Chiquita Fastpaws. Vaspaws, I think is what she calls it. Vaspaws.
Oh, okay.
It's a takeoff of Boo. Well, it's actually a couple characters. It's Boo and Airy from... Yeah, see, I'm... it's she's like a, she like combines the lines from those characters. She said, but yeah, it's Boo's miniature giant space hamster. Sorry, Minsk is his miniature giant space hammer Boo. Sorry,
that's right. Hamster
butts will be liberty kicked.
Awesome. I still haven't played that. I gotta go back and play those.
So there's a, like, I guess you'd call it the definitive version, but there's, like, a one that you can play in widescreen, and it's probably, it's probably super cheap right now.
Yeah, I got them on Steam a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, both of them were under $5, so.
It's cool. It's, like,
yeah.
It feels, like, now that we're on, like, D&D 5.0, it feels a little weird, like, go back to like the FACO system for anybody, the super nerds that are listening. Mm-hmm. But
Daniel, looking at you.
yeah, I don't even Daniel ever dealt with FACO. Although I'm sure I've used the term in front of him. It's not a dirty word, I swear.
Rinse your mouth out with soap.
Okay. All right.
All right. Dang, Scott's so, 3 for 3. All right. Got to catch up here.
Okay. This one might be a little easier. We'll see. So going back to Cape Fear episode. Where do they settle the Simpsons? Where does the witness protection people, where do they settle the Simpsons in that episode? What's the name of the place?
Damn it. I know it's the Thompsons that their new name is.
Yes,
I know
the new name is the Thompson. Yeah.
It's a boathouse that they're living in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This one's tough. It's a lake. What's the name of the lake?
Crystal Lake.
Close. As far as like horror stuff goes.
Man, yeah, that was it. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like your my question's a bit harder than yours. So,
we're getting to mine because mine are starting easy.
Okay. So he says, the agent to Homer says, "Tell you what, sir. From now on, you'll be Homer Thompson at Blank Lake. Let's just practice a bit, huh?"
Hello, Mr.
So there's Thompson. There's some. I'll give you a hint. There's some alliteration there between Thompson and the name of the lake. Homer starts Thompson with a T.
At. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
So Terror Lake.
Terror Lake. Oh, God damn it. Of course. Yep. You got me again, Schwartzwelder or Conan O'Brien, whoever wrote that episode. Fucking got me. Okay. All right. We're almost to the medium questions here. This one might be a little bit tougher. For you? Okay. What Mass Effect item was given out at conventions to promote the release of Mass Effect 3?
What item? Shit.
So I think GameSpot or GameStop had some to give away also, like with the pre-order and stuff, and a bunch of people had them around.
Was it an Omniblade?
It is. That is correct. I'll take it. Whew. It was an inflatable Omniblade.
Okay.
They could wear and carry around.
Everybody, I mean, you better take it, because in game it wasn't inflatable.
Yeah, it was a real blade.
Okay. I remember getting a special edition for Mass Effect 3. I don't think I got that. That's lame.
Maybe they ran out. Maybe more supplies last.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to another episode. This one is, you know, top 10. Like the other two might be in other people's top 10s. Maybe not Homer's Enemy, but the Cape Fear one's got to be up there, right? I don't know if it's in your top 10.
Oh, yeah.
This one is all-timer, and it's Homer at the Bat.
Oh, nice.
I could easily pull 10 from this one. But
So this one, I'm a big sports guy too. So.
Yeah, you are. So this one's a little tough, but you get two chances here. I will give you the point if you can answer either one of these.
Ooh, so, okay.
So Barney and Wade Boggs are arguing Moe's Tavern over who the greatest prime minister of England was. If you could name either one that they were advocating for.
Well, I can never remember Lord Autumnbottom or whatever, but I do, and this is mostly phonetic. I should have looked this up, but I mostly phonetically remember Hit the Elder.
Super close. Enough? So I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
So it's Pitt the Elder.
Pitt the Elder.
With two T's.
What's the other one? Lord who?
Lord Palmerston. Palmerston. Barney was arguing for Palmerston. Wade Boggs for Pitt the Elder. And then Barney punches him in the face.
Oh, man. That was great. He did a brawl with Wade Boggs.
All right.
Next massive question here. Now, we all know the illustrious voice of female Shepherd was... Damn it.
Jennifer Hale.
Jennifer Hale, thank you. Oh, my God. I wrote this damn quiz. Jennifer Hale. But who was the male voice for Shepherd?
It was... Shit, I always get the last name wrong. Mark Mears?
I'll give it to you. No S.
Mark Meer.
Mark Meer.
Okay. Yeah. A great voice actor in his own right. I just...
Yeah.
Always loved Jennifer Hale's take on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just... I don't know. It's like... Mark Meer is in that role. I think properly flat. That way you can... The player can, like, add their own... emotions onto the character.
Yeah.
But I think Jennifer Hale just added just like that little twinge, just enough of a smidge to give her her own character.
I think she comes off as kind of more of a badass, like maybe.
Yeah. So that's what. Yeah, that's why Male Shep is always my paragon.
The problem with the only problem with doing the female Shepherd versus the male Shepherd. Is that you can tally is only a love interest for male Shepherd, which that alone is enough. Yeah.
Right. I got Sony to Sony, so either way, baby.
All right. Okay. Okay. In the episode, okay, this one's sorry. Like at first, I was like, "Alex, get all these," but we'll see.
Okay, yeah, I haven't rewatched the series in a while.
Yeah,
but a lot of it's still locked in.
That is true. Okay. All right. So. I lost the 30. Okay. So one of the players gets hypnotized. So that's I'll give you a point if you can tell me which one that was.
Okay.
But give you extra point if you can tell me. Who does Mr. Burns threaten to report the player that got hypnotized to? what organization does Mr. Burns threaten to report him to?
Okay. I want to say that the player was Roger Clemens.
That's correct.
Yes. And Mr. Burns threatens to report the hypnotist to the Hypnotists Association?
Very close. There's one word in front of it. So it's the blank... Well, actually, you're closer. The blank Hypnotical Association, but...
The American Hypnotical
Association. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah!
All right. Good pull.
I'm back, baby. Roger Clemens is a chicken. I'm a chicken, Marge. Yeah, I never put that together. There's that episode, and that hypnotist turned Clemens into a chicken. But then later on, when I think this is when Marge had that phobia of flying, and they're like, oh, we should send her, you know, maybe we should take Mom to a hypnotist and stuff. And then Homer's like, oh, yeah, he was a great hit. This is 3 years later, and I still think I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken, Marge. Like, I know. Damn, there it is. The callback I never knew happened. All right, here again, we're going to start rolling into some difficult questions now, Scott.
Okay.
All right.
The next one's going to be harder, too. So.
All right, shit. Okay. In Mass Effect 2, Samara's daughter had a rare genetic mutation that killed in the act of mating. What was she called? Or what was the mutation?
Ardot Yakshi.
Yeah, that is correct. Damn, boom. You got it. Is that Kwisatz Haderach?
Kwisatz said, she is, for he, she is the Kwisatz Haderach.
You know, I never got her as one of my team members. I should.
I never finished out a game with her, but I did do it to like unlock the additional bonus power that you can get. I never really used it, but it was basically like a mind control thing on humanoids. Oh, it's okay. Like you fought enough stuff that I was I don't think it really worked all that great on the collectors. But anyways, all right. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Okay. Moving on to another episode. Another top 10 one. And this one is Flaming Moe's.
Oh, let's all go to Flaming Moe's.
Flaming Moe's. Okay. At one point, they go to see Lionel Hutz. Lionel Hutz informs Marge that he's sorry, Mrs. Simpson, but you can't copyright a drink. And Homer says, oh? And Lionel Hutz says, this all goes back to the blank blank case of 78. This one is kind of hard.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you this. This all goes back to the Frank Blank case of 78.
No, I'm drawing a blank. Okay. I'm going to say something like the Frank Tonic case.
Close. You're very close. You sure don't take another swing at it?
All right, let's see.
Very, very close. It is indeed the name of a drink. Or part of the name of a drink, anyways.
Frank.
Think of a two-name drink. Like a first name and last name that's the name of a drink.
Right, yeah. I'm going to say Frank Palmer.
Very close again. It starts with a W.
Drink with a W. Now I really don't know.
Okay. This all. What if Frank's name were Harvey?
Frank Keitel.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a. This all goes back to the Frank Wahlbanger case of 78.
Oh, Scott damn it. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you would have gotten that one, like, given enough time? Like, not, I mean, I'm not like, I didn't mean that as an insult, but like, because you seemed upset.
Yeah, because I used to remember that because wasn't there a band called the Harvey Wahlbangers back in the day?
I don't know.
Probably. They had like, I want to say that they had like a one hit wonder. So that's why it always reminded me of that line for
Lionel. I don't actually know what's in a Harvey Wahlbanger, but I know it is a highball. It's a cocktail of some sort.
Mm.
Let's look it up.
Yeah, let's try and stump the next bartender we see.
they'll know what it is. Harvey Wahlbanger. A Harvey Wahlbanger.
I'm going to look up the
band. It's a mixed drink with vodka, Galliano, I don't know what that is, and orange juice. Actually, it seems kind of tasty. So there it is.
Okay, so
with an orange garnish and a cherry.
Okay, so the band was Harvey and the Wahlbangers, and they were a jazz vocal harmony group playing major festivals and the main concert halls in Europe and the UK.
Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking of Harvey Danger. My mind's all over the place today.
Flag sitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Along with a partner, Zaid Massani founded the Blue Suns Mercenaries.
Okay.
Who was his partner?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, finally. Hard questions.
It's a Santiago.
All right, you got the last name.
I don't remember the first name.
He's almost a Corleone.
Almost a Corleone. Sunny. Hence the Blue Suns.
Oh, the Blue Suns. No. Yeah. Man, that would have been good. No. It's Vito. V-I-D-O.
Okay, Vito.
That's Vito, right. Santiago.
Yeah, I knew it was like Spanish. But yeah.
Damn. Good pull.
Vigo Smith. All right. Hopefully, I guess this one's a little easier, but I've been wrong about all these stories. So, doing two from each of these episodes, as I'm sure you caught on. So also from Flaming Moe's. Mm-hmm. What city does Steven Tyler call out as he's starting to play incorrectly?
Oh, St. Louis.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, St. Louis. Yeah, this is Springfield. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Are you ready to rock? Now, how do they get them? How does Mo get them to play?
I forget.
He offers them free pickled eggs. Yeah, all right, let's do it. All right, should I go for the fun one? Or for the one that's closer to Scott? Let's just do the fun one. Because this one's fun. So, what is the name of the main character of a series of action films?
Blasto.
Damn it! Man, I love seeing all those damn posters.
This one plays by its own rules.
Blasto, the first Hanar Spectre.
Those are pretty funny. Yeah. What was the other one? You said there was a funny one?
For a bonus one. The L2 biotic implants can cause devastating side effects, but luckily, Caden Alenko only suffers from what?
Migraines.
Yep. Hey, you would have got that too. Damn.
He's got a bad case of the Shepherds.
He sure does.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that was the Flaming Moe questions. Moving on to the last episode here. Again, it'll be my top 10 probably with the episode is Deep Space Homer. Deep Space Homer. And the question is, Mr. Burns. God, I forget if this is a... I honestly don't know if it was a flashback or like what precipitated this, but at any rate, Mr. Burns feels like he's under attack. And Mr. Burns says, "Compadres, it is imperative that we crush the freedom fighters before the start of the rainy season. And remember, a shiny new donkey for whomever brings me the head of Colonel Blank."
Colonel Montoya.
There you go.
And by that, I mean it's time for the Worker of the Week award. Oh yeah, that was great.
I think as like a history nerd, the rainy season part is funnier to me. But yeah, the whole thing is pretty funny.
What's with the rainy season?
And just old timey war. You wouldn't fight in shitty weather, like. You'd fight like when the weather was good. It's just basically a joke saying like how old Mr. Burns is. It's like,
I see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here's this is, we're getting to the questions where there's no way I would have gotten these. Okay. Which Star Trek actors have lent their voice talents to the Mass Effect series? Now, I have three names, the ones that I could find.
Man.
So name me...
Okay.
I'll say one. I'll go easy on you. Give me one.
Well, Rena Sirtis, who is Matriarch Benezia in the first game.
There's more. Oh, yeah, you wanted to go extra points?
There's more than one. Yeah, I don't... Star Trek, you say?
Yep.
Shit.
I didn't find
I know one of them.
All right.
It's Caden. He was on Star Trek Voyager in like the first season, maybe second season. Raphael Barrage. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I don't know if that was even one of your answers, but it's true.
It was not.
So yeah, he was an actor on Voyager. Let's see. Wow. Okay. Michael Dorn.
Oh, this guy. Yes.
Michael Dorn. Oh, I don't remember the character's name. But yeah, he was a Krogan that was giving you shit. And you can headbutt in him. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, that guy.
It makes no sense that you headbutt this Krogan and the Krogan like is hurt and you're not, because they talk all the time about how they have like tertiary organs, like this have like super thick bone. But anyways, it's pretty funny. So Michael Dorn, okay, another Star Trek actor. Armin Shimmerman.
That is correct.
Yeah, he plays one of the. The frog people.
Salarians?
Salarians, thank you. God, you could have asked me a question about other races and I would have flubbed the Salarian one. Brain shut up on that one. Yeah. He plays one of like the council people. Yeah. Well, good on you for pulling that one out. Yeah. Plus, the button, I gave myself a bonus one too.
Yeah, I know. Well, you got all three, so you get 3 points.
Woo!
Noise.
Okay, now this is the 10th and final question here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So this one's kind of hard, but it's pretty funny. What does the NASA guy, that's, I don't know, NASA launch control guy, what does he say to launch the rocket?
Make rocket go now.
Yeah, there you go.
They keep saying that. Make hatch blow now.
3, 2, 1. Make rocket go now. Okay, bonus question for you then, Alex.
Yeah.
Homer opens the bag of chips. Brace Banion says, like, in horror, they'll clog the instruments. Buzz Aldrin says, careful, they're blank.
They're ruffled. Careful, they're ruffled.
Yeah, you get 2 points there.
Yay.
Right. One more bonus point here, okay.
Ooh.
What two very popular TV shows from other networks? Well, that's not true. One of them's from another network, one of them's from the same network. What very, very popular TV shows are referenced in this episode?
It was Married with Children and Home Improvement.
Yeah. What does Tim say after he runs?
It's like, oh no, I've killed Wilson. Yeah. Looks like it's back to jail for me.
No pig.
There's a toilet right next to the couch in the living room for some reason. Flush.
Yeah.
Yeah, golden.
All right. You seem to know a lot about this episode.
It's great.
All right, here's a super hard question then.
Ooh, all right.
Just for fun. What sign does Kent Brockman have up that he hastily tears down after he realizes they're not being invaded?
I think it just says, welcome ants.
Very close. It does say ants. The first
welcome
word is...
Ant overlords.
It's another word for, like, welcome.
Another word for welcome.
Four letter word for welcome.
Well, I don't know. You're asking me English questions now. I don't know.
Hail ants.
Hail ants. Okay. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Still only counts as one.
This is all right. This is the toughest question that I could find for Mass Effect.
Okay.
This is the longest answer also that I have. But if you get the crux of it, I'll give you the point.
Okay.
What is the cause of the First Contact War?
The cause of the First Contact War. Is the first time?
Oh, the Lakers scored.
Yeah, I hope so.
Else you'll be in trouble.
It's the first time that the humans use the Mass Effect relay to enter the Traverse. I forget the exact space, but like, basically, they jump like systems, and they come in contact with the Turians, and. They're immediately hostile to each other. And they're lucky that the Turians didn't wipe them off the face of the galaxy. Because the humans were in no shape to take on the Turians.
That is mostly correct. The best kind of correct. So I'll take it. It was triggered with humans' activation of a dormant mass relay, known as Relay 341. The Turians saw this as a violation of galactic law and responded with military force.
Yeah, I don't remember reading that. It must have been in the deep lore. In the, okay.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, they're breaking this law that they don't know about.
Yeah.
And immediately went to war. You know what? As an aside, I was really hoping that the Mass Effect games after 3 were going to be about the First Contact War and Keith David fighting a bunch of Turians.
And Lance Henriksen. Yeah.
And Lance Henriksen. But no, we got Andromeda. Which I should still play, by the way. I got it, like, for $5.
Yeah, it's worth it.
I should play it.
some cool things about it.
But damn, good job, Scott. You swept. You got 12 points. 12 points with the bonus points.
All right. See if... I'm sure Jeff is going to listen to this episode. We'll see how well he did at the Simpsons stuff.
Mm-hmm. You want to go through... I'll give you a couple bonus ones also.
All
right. Real quick, some of the fun ones. The audio for a company's commercial got memed with game models of Talia and Shepard. What company was it?
Wow, this, I think, would stump me. What car company got memed?
No, just what company? Because it was the company's commercial that got memed. They pulled the audio from the commercial, and they had the models, just some guy, some random animator or whatever, pulled the models for Talia and Shepard. And he made his own, like, little commercial with the same audio.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're going to kick yourself when I say the company's name. 1-800-CONTACTS.
1-800-CONTACTS?
I got your order for 1-800-CONTACTS. Except for they don't have... I have special eyes. You don't remember this?
No. Maybe
oh, my God. Look with your special eyes. They have your brand. My brand. 1-800-CONTACTS.
Is this like that guy, like Taco Sabroso, that with Thanos? Like...
No. No. This was just some guy. Here, I'll look it up real quick. All you have to type into YouTube is my brand, and it's there.
Okay, well, we'll do after the podcast. Okay. All right. You said one more question?
Yeah, one more fun one. All Let's right. see. Oh, this one has to do with the Krogans. The Krogans have a phrase that likens genitals to bravery. Give me one of those phrases.
You don't have the quads.
That's right.
Because they have four testicles.
Mm-hmm.
In case something happens to the other three.
But then, later on, I think it was... I can't remember who, because I think this was only in the PC version. Either Rex or Grunt give Shepard a high compliment that he has one of these and shits dark matter. Next you tell me Shepard's got blank and shit's dark matter.
He's got blank.
It's higher than a quad. There's that hint.
Two penises? I don't remember this.
Now he's got a... Next you're going to tell me Shepard's got a quint and shit's dark matter.
Okay, quint. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember this line. Wow. I wonder how that...
Yeah, when I looked up this trivia, that quote, it said that it was taken from the PC, so it might have been that version only, for whatever reason.
Huh, okay. Add in something there. All right. Yeah. Well, it sounds but like
that's it.
That was fun.
Yeah,
Alex, I think you probably have a pretty solid guess of the source of the next trivia.
Ooh, okay.
It's also going to be something in your wheelhouse.
All right, I'm going to have to give you tougher questions. Maybe I'll give you something that you really know about, but I'll give you tough questions on. I think I'll do that.
Okay. All right. I guess it's time for Alex Knows Sports.
I'm Alex, and I like sports.
Sports ball?
So, sad news in sporting today. Michael Knight's father, Bob Knight, has passed away at the age of 83. Basketball college legend. Won many awards as a coach. And, yeah.
It was a sassy car robot.
I don't think he does. Maybe his son Michael let him drive it. But can you tell... Isn't the guy that, like, went to take a shit and then brought out the shitty doo-doo paper and he tossed it onto the court and said, "You guys are playing like this right now."
It sounds like something in mind that he was famous for... his temper. And he lost. He got ousted at Indiana for choking a player.
Then this is that guy.
And then
he threw that doo-doo paper.
Kind of bounced around a little bit after that. Like, I think they kind of wanted him out of Indiana anyway, just because college athletics are really just insane. Like, they, like, oh, the, like, our coach, like, didn't win this year, let's fire him, even if they won, like, however many champions. But anyway, I hadn't heard that. He's kind of a big figure in college basketball.
R.I.P.
Strangling kids in heaven now.
Yeah, I hope not.
He's throwing chairs at Peter from the gates.
Oh shit! Yeah, let me in.
All right, it's time for Neum news.
Yeah.
It was Okay, not a whole lot for me. I've been bitching for years that they haven't ported Star Ocean 2 to something. Like, I didn't care about the system. Just update it, port it, so I have it on whatever my new thing is. And, you know, outside
that's the one for... Oh, sorry. That's the one for PlayStation 1, right?
It was on PlayStation 1. I think it was a post Final Fantasy VII World. But still really, like, one of my all-time favorite RPGs, if not games.
Yeah. You recommended it so highly that I went out and got it and played it, too. It's really good.
There's some people are super excited about us talking about
Star Ocean 2 fans back there. Star Ocean 2
fans. But anyways, I'm bitching forever. This game came out in 1999. Like, so...
Did they make games in color back then?
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. there was a PSP update for it, and then, you know, since then there have been others in the series. I think they're up to 5 or 6 now, and I didn't like subsequent ones nearly as much. I definitely haven't played through. I got kind of far in a couple of them, but 2 was great. So it got announced early in the year that they were doing a HD updated remaster.
Sweet.
And it comes out tomorrow, so I'm excited for it.
Oh, awesome.
It's on, I think, just about everything. Maybe not PC, but Switch, PS4. I don't know if it's on Xbox, actually. But I'm really looking forward to it. They're, like, again, redid the graphics. They redid some of the systems, it looks like. Remastered audio. Probably cleaned up the localization. The localization was not great in the original one.
It's part of its charm.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, it was. There were some very funny lines that weren't like mistranslations. They just, like, did not convey the nuance of whatever it was that they were trying to...
It was one for one. It wasn't localized.
No. Like, there wasn't that little touch put onto it.
You spoony bard.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. A lot of the audio lines were very cheese. That's the thing that I've been looking forward to this year. I think we talked about Mario Wonder being out. The Mario RPG, where they're basically doing the same thing, is going to be out soon.
Yeah.
This is, as I keep saying, it's been a year, like, at least for me. Like, there's been a ton of games that I've picked up and actually played. So this is how it'll kind of finish out. There's another Persona game coming very soon. Persona 5 Tactica.
Yeah, for strategy.
For Persona fans. A new Sonic title just came out. Yeah.
You know, I noticed, there's a few strategy games that came out this year. It was the Bayonetta one that came out earlier this year.
Was that strategy? I thought that was more like...
No, there was... puzzle
action kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. No, there was like a... Well, from the trailers, at least, I got that it was like a Final Fantasy Tactics type of thing with the grid system and everything.
Okay.
And then Tactica's coming out. And it's supposed to come out relatively, well, this year at least, the Metal Slug strategy game.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
That looks awesome.
Speaking of metal, the Metal Gear, I don't know what the whole thing's called, but it's on the Switch. You can get all three. They'll all have HD updates.
Ooh, nice.
So I know, Alex, I watched you play through three. But yeah, I'm tempted to go back and just get at least one. So that's an all-timer. Be cool to play that on the Switch, I would think.
I hope it's not they didn't remake the one from the GameCube, because they changed a bit of Snake's character in that one, a la updating the original Lucas updating the original trilogy to make us like it wasn't as bad in the GameCube remake for Metal Gear Solid, but it was weird.
Yeah, I don't remember. You talk about strategy. There was another Fire Emblem game at the beginning of the year, which I picked up, which wasn't great.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I want to do a video game year review, but just to recap real quick, there was that. I mean, that game was okay. But there was the Resident Evil 4 remake, which was great. There was Diablo 4. Yeah. Which I spent some time on. There was Starfield, which I still haven't been able to play it because they don't want to optimize the games. But
yeah, that's so stupid.
There's the Cyberpunk big piece of DLC, which is really more of an expansion, really. But that came out and that was pretty good. The other things coming here at the beginning of November. It's been good times. But yeah, that's it for me. Anything for you, Alex?
Yeah. Since we're talking about video games, I did decide on one game to play for now, and it's Final Fantasy XII, old school.
Are you doing the updated version?
No, I found an old copy at this mom and pop store of the Job System, the international version, which was still for PS2, but it was an updated one that had some quality of life stuff added to it.
That's what I meant, is like they redid like the job and the post, and that supposedly made it a lot better.
Yeah. So I'm firing that up. I feel like 12 is one of the ones that is like not universally hated, but it's also not loved. It's like kind of forgotten a little bit. But it's cool. It's grabbing my attention so far. I mean, the combat system isn't my favorite because it plays a lot like an MMO.
Yeah,
in my mind.
Well, the biggest problem I have with 12, and you know, this will be one of those moments where if Jeff were here, you're like, he would know exactly what we were talking about.
But, I know he hates 12 for some reason.
No, but I think this is true. Like, they made Ash and the other guy like the main characters, and then at the last minute they swapped it to the kid because they're like, oh, it has to be about a teenager because that's how, like, that's all our games have to be now, and and that was lame. Like, I mean, she was a much more compelling character, as well as they the knight than the street urchin. And the street urchin's like girlfriend, like it was, it was unfortunate. Yeah, but I feel like the story didn't really need them. Like,
yeah, because I do find that interesting that they're, I mean, you're playing as Vaughn as the main character. You're playing as him for most of the game and everything, but he does kind of feel like a side character, and that's interesting because it's like, oh, okay, I'm being taken along on this ride. Just like this kid. It's like their story, but I'm like kind of, you know, I'm going along for the ride with Vaughn. It's like, what the hell is going on here, you know?
Okay, I never thought of it that way. I guess that is if one way to view it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I haven't really gotten to I've never beaten the game before, so I haven't gotten to that Switch you're talking about. But we'll see how I feel when we get there.
Okay. Cool.
But so far, yeah, pretty cool. Let's see. The other thing, I started watching a couple things. There's this I guess the thing that I would most closely remember is Stranger Things, but this German show called Dark.
Yeah, I think Jeff talked about that before, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe.
I saw the first episode of that, and it's really interesting what they're doing with it. It's like weird, some horror elements in there. You get to see boobies, first episode, so that's always a plus.
No wonder you like it.
Yeah, I know. That's all I watch for. Forget the internet. Speaking of boobies, I also watched... speaking of boobies, I saw No Hard Feelings, the new Jennifer Lawrence movie that also has Matthew Broderick as like a cameo, I guess, about how these helicopter parents are very guarded and they're super rich, of course, but they don't know how to get their son to come out of a shell. So they want to hire somebody to, quote-unquote, date their son to help him, lose his virginity, awaken something inside of him, come out of his shell a little bit more, make some friends, stuff like that. And shenanigans ensue, of course. It's pretty standard for a rom-com. But I found myself, thoroughly entertained from beginning to end, even though it has, those same rom-com beats and everything. Which you could say for most stories told these days. But yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, it's a bit of a spoiler, but goes full Monty on screen. So.
Jayla.
Uh-huh. She's looking fantastic. but yeah, I would recommend to watch. It's on Netflix right now.
All
right. And just now, we just finished up watching, also on Netflix, Across the Spider-Verse. So if you guys haven't seen it, or if you haven't seen it since the movie theaters, I'm here to tell you, it still holds up.
Cool. So that's cool. It's on streaming service. So I might, after we're done here, I might put that on and fast forward to a certain point in the movie. That's rad. Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that movie's still incredible. Into the Spider-Verse was my first 4K Blu-ray purchase. I think Across the Spider-Verse is going to be my second. Because, yeah, it's just from beginning to end, amazing.
Cool.
And that's all I got.
All right. I think we can wrap this up. I think... This went a goodly length, even without Jeff here.
Goodly.
All right. It's been a while since I've said it, but it still holds true. Be excellent to each other.
Yeah. And party on, dudes.
Party on.
We at Hans Shot First would like to thank you for listening and supporting the podcast. We would love to hear from you, so feel free to contact us on Facebook and Twitter at Hans Shot First. Also, please leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are greatly appreciated and help us get more exposure. Once again, thanks for listening and supporting the podcast.